You're very welcome back to Horizons. Margaret Nocton, thanks very much for joining me this morning on Horizons. And we haven't chatted in a while.
No, Mary. So it's lovely to be back with you again. And good morning to you and to all your listeners.
Margaret, I am always in awe of you, all the things that you're involved in. I know you're involved in the synodality. You're involved in the course and the training up in the hospital, the CPE. And so many other things. And most recently, you've had your gathering, Killardlin. How did that go?
Oh, Mary, it was an absolutely amazing experience. And I don't say that lightly. Our meeting, our facilitated gathering was on the 4th of March. Myself and a fellow pastoral council member, Sinead Geary, we were tasked with facilitating the meeting on the night. And we had around 80 people turn up on the night. So great gathering of people.
That was a great attendance, Margaret.
Absolutely. And it was a really bad night as well, just to factor that in. We were a little bit, oh, I wonder, will anyone turn up tonight, because the weather was quite poor. But no, we had a full house. In fact, we could have done with knocking a wall on the night to facilitate all the people who came. I experienced a real openness during that process of listening and sharing.
And did anything new come from the meeting?
I suppose for me, it wasn't so much that there was anything new. I think a lot of the same issues that are coming up, I would imagine, across the diocese and even in terms of the synodal process and our church as a whole, I think came up on a more micro level in our listening experience. But what I suppose refreshed me, being honest, was to see, and I say this with respect, maybe more senior members of our parish, as in older people, coming with a great welcome and openness to change, to see things maybe a little differently. Because I think sometimes, unfortunately, we can pigeonhole people and assume that change doesn't happen because the older members in the church don't want to see it happening. Or we've been doing it this way for X number of years, so we don't want to offend anyone by changing anything or moving things around. But what really energised me and enthused me, Mary, was to see people in their 70s and 80s really reflecting on where we might go to from here. Being reasonable about the declining number of priests and the pastoral care needed of our priests and the demands, the ever-increasing demands on our priests, how we might take greater ownership ourselves, maybe how we might re-envision maybe how we all worship our God, you know, in terms of maybe liturgies, Eucharistic services, you know. And I know this is part of a wider debate, Mary, but it was just really interesting to hear people share that actually the Eucharist is really important to us, our parish is really important to us, our pastoral area is really important to us, and we are here, we are invested, we are ready, give us the tools to do it.
That's fantastic. How is everything else you're involved in going, Margaret?
A friend of mine says to me, you really like the trill of the juggle, and I do. But in truth, everything is going really well. As you know, I'm working as a healthcare chaplain at University Hospital Kerry, which is very enriching and engaging and rewarding work. And that's part of my role there. But also I am a CPE supervisor, clinical pastoral education supervisor.
And so that's a major undertaking. You're coordinating the whole course and programme.
I am indeed. So we're currently in the middle of a programme. So we're on week 8 and we have 6 participants, 4 women and 2 men. So this is our 4th programme, would you believe, running in UHK since January 2023. It's been great for me. Now, of course, it's been a lot of hard work. Just to say, I've had great support from my chaplaincy colleagues, Father Teddy, Father Gerard and Tara. You know, whilst I am tasked with the day-to-day running of the programme and I am responsible for the supervision of the students and their placement on the wards and their education, I couldn't do it alone. I couldn't do it without the support of the team, who all act as mentors on the programme, who support me when I need some support, and I suppose in many ways enrich the programme.
It's a massive undertaking, and that this is the 4th round of it. It's great for the diocese and it's great for the hospital.
Absolutely. I think we're bringing people into different types of formation. Not everyone who does CPE will ultimately end up working in a hospital, nor is it their original intention either. Sometimes, you know, we've had people coming on discernment. We've had a number of clergy coming to maybe consider whether CPE or hospital chaplaincy might be something for them. We've had people from Nigeria, people from India, you know, and in our next unit, we actually have someone from Hungary. So it's becoming quite multifaceted and multicultural in outlook. So I think it's great, to be honest, for the hospital. It's great for the diocese. But I think, you know, we can take great pride in being able to offer that service. You know, UHK is a great place to work, but it's also a great place to learn. There is great learning opportunities for our students, and they're exposed to the reality of life and death, and actually everyday life. Because as I say, not everyone is going to end up in a hospital. They'll take their learning back to parishes, to schools, to prisons, to whatever pastoral context they find themselves in.
This is your fourth round. Will you take a break for a while, or will you keep it going, Margaret?
Well, the current plan is to run another unit in May, so I'm currently full in May. So I have 7 students starting with us in May. So we start off on Bank Holiday Monday on the 6th of May. So I actually have a number of returning students in that unit. So I'm looking forward to the combination of returning students who have been with me over the last year. So they're coming from various different units. So it's been a great privilege.
And with all your involvements, and there's more that we haven't even touched on, what gives you the most energy, and what kind of builds up your resources again?
My faith gives me great nourishment and great strength. And I've got a great family. I've a brother and a sister, and I've great nieces and nephews, and I've a great circle of friends. So they keep me grounded and supported when I need to maybe replenish the well. Plus, I engage in ongoing supervision, which also helps me when maybe the well is starting to run a little bit dry. Or I also like the simple things in life, Mary. I'm a bit of a movie buff. I read a lot. I walk a little bit. So, you know, I have a lot of good things in my life. And, you know, the last 4 groups that I have worked with, they've actually taught me so much. Like, they come to me in many ways for formation, but they're my teacher too. So they teach me that what I'm doing is of value, that it's worth my while to keep going. So they replenish my well in many ways, because they are giving me spiritual food for the journey as well. I've had some wonderful experiences since I've become involved in my parish, and since I've become more actively engaged with my faith and with my faith community. Like, I've ended up in all sorts of strange places. My 3rd group of CPE students, we began in September, and we actually had to end 2 days early because I got a call from, I suppose, someone on high, and I was presented with a task to attend the Oireachtas to make a presentation on assisted suicide and assisted dying in the country. So, you know, all that is a great privilege, a great pleasure. It replenishes my well. It makes me in some way aware that God has called me to do this work and chosen me to do this work. And that gives me fuel for another mile or two on the journey.
Margaret Nocton, lovely chatting to you as usual. We'll talk again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much for joining me, Mary Fagan, this morning on Horizons. Thanks to the production team, in particular, Gráinne Quirk. Just a thought for the following week is from Mary Cogan. Mass follows directly. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week.